Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is another thankful Thursday, September 29th, 2016, and you have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody, always available to you via our website. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're all across the world wide web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. And living out loud means living, you know, not just existing, not just going through the motions, not like, oh, my God, it's already Friday or it's already Thursday. I don't know what happened. Where did the week go? When you start walking purposefully, you know how you spend your time. If time is money and time is what you have, then you need to start placing more value on your time. That's just a whole nother side nugget. I'm your host, Rev J. I'm excited you tuned in this season. We are on this mission called FOIL Doesn't Work. FOIL doesn't work. FOIL stands for First, Outside, Inside, Last. And what that is basically saying when you start dealing with all that outside stuff first, your hair, your nails, your physique, your makeup, your clothes, your exterior, and you neglect your interior, your changes will not be lasting, will not be effective, can be botched up, can be messed up. I had the opportunity last week to watch botched, I guess that's fine in my vocabulary, with my daughter, my 16-year-old. And essentially what the show is, or what the show shows, is plastic surgery gone wrong. And people who are living with these scars, these external scars. But then you get their backstory and you hear how, I just wanted this so I can have that. I just wanted this so it could be that. And now, due to them trying to get it like a cheaper way or less an expensive way or quick fix way, something went wrong. Their body rejected something. Something wasn't right. And now they're living with these horrific appearing scars, these deformed bodies, because it's just been my opinion, you know, hey, it just is what it is, that certain things aren't meant to be messed with. And if you're not the creator and maker of said thing, and then you go in there and try to tinker with it, it's like a backyard mechanic versus a trained mechanic. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you get exactly what you pay for, and sometimes you get the short end of the stick. But here's the thing. These people learn to live with these scars. These scars and these deformations become part of them. One lady ended up being injected with cement. She's like, I just wanted a bigger butt. So now her whole life has been altered. Her whole physical appearance has been altered. Now the self-esteem issues that she was having have now gotten worse. She's swung into this deep depression. She's upset and she's confused and she's frustrated because she was chasing after an image of what she's what society was telling her beauty was. Beauty was curvaceous, round booty, and that's what she wanted. And when the surgeon went in, something happened. Something went wrong, and the curvaceous round booty that she was trying to acquire ended up becoming a deformed hot mess, and her backside was sunken in areas that were supposed to poke out, and she had scar tissue. And I'm just like, really? An ability to sit there and watch it with my 16-year-old and listen and to, you know, engage her in the conversation, like, what is that? She was, and to hear her come back. And it wasn't from a place of, yes, I want to do that. It was a place of, I don't understand. And I was like, and to try to help her make sense of it, I had to try to make sense of it myself. But it doesn't make sense. Like, that type of stuff doesn't make sense to me, how you can go to that extreme. I'm not in that situation. So I can't really get into her psychology of how your physical body that you've been given that does work, that does have active limbs, is not good enough for you. How the fact that your legs work, that's not good enough for you. You just have to go in and you have to go pay thousands upon thousands upon thousands to, quote-unquote, improve something that was already proven to work and be beneficial. What is the point of the gluteus maximus? Is it really for beautification? Is it really for edification of the body? Or is it some sort of physical that is there for when you sit down or to help you move your legs. There are muscles and tissues involved. Is it really just designed for you to be on a dance floor shaking and twisting and popping and twerking? Or is there a function for it? Was, if it's living up to its functional purpose, can't that just be enough? And so in society today, we have all these kids looking at these images of what beauty is. We have all these adults looking at all these images of what beauty is. And again, these things change in different cultures. It means different things. And in different stages in your life, you think of something different. The point is, even if you get these surgeries, even if you change everything on your outside, even if you become that quote-unquote Barbie image or a chin-chiseled body, you've got your ankle implants, you got your thigh implants, you got your chest and pectoral implants, you did all of that, and you still feel lonely. You still haven't dealt with your childhood issues. You still feel like Great Aunt Sue doesn't love you because you were the third born and you were neglected and no one ever told you you was good enough. If you don't deal with that stuff, what are you really bringing to the table? And you constantly hear people say, oh, I want someone who's real. I need real friends. Are you being real? Have you addressed you yet? Because before you start looking for other things and other people, you must become a whole person yourself. So if we look at the FOIL method, first, outside, inside, last, it doesn't work based off of that. Now, what will work is when we start to deal with ourselves, get that mirror work in, deal with that person whose reflection we have to look at every day, and be like, wow, it doesn't even matter. At this stage of my life, the Great Aunt Sue never affirmed me. I now have the capability to affirm myself. I have the ability to look within myself and look at myself and look at my resume, look at my credentials and see myself differently. I don't have to see myself through that lens or the other lens. I'm not a victim. Or maybe I am a victim and I'm a survivor, whatever it was I was victimized by. We don't give ourselves credit for the steps that we take, and then we down ourselves through someone else's voice, because rarely is it our voice that, oh, you're so dumb. You're so stupid. Why did you do that? It's something that you are repeating that you heard somewhere along the way in life. Someone else told you that. No one comes into this world says, hey, you know, I'm just stupid. I'm a stupid baby. I can't crawl. Oh, my gosh, I can't walk. It's 6 months. I can't do it. Someone else has put that on them, or it's 8 months. I can't do it. Oh, my gosh, I'm a year old. I'm not crawling. Gosh, I'm just the stupidest baby ever. Babies don't say that. Someone puts that on them. Third graders don't say that. Someone puts that on them. And so someone, somewhere in your life has probably put something on you, said something over you, and then you have one setback. And here you go. You're reciting all that all over again. Oh, God, this is doomed. It's not going to work. You go into this panic attack mode. You're trying to repair something that doesn't even need to be repaired. You're upset about stuff, and you're taking it way further than it needs to be taken. Take a moment. Take a breath. Give yourself some time, like, whew. Now, is that my voice at this point, or am I repeating something that someone else has said over me? And if I'm repeating something that someone else has said, is that really what needs to be said at this moment? It's not. Like, I had a moment a couple months back. I was like, ugh, because according to my life goals, there's certain things that I want to have achieved by a certain age. In order for me to achieve these things, I've got to buckle down and focus and get it done. Because I have not yet achieved those things, I was really swinging towards the negative side. Oh, I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to make it. I can't believe I can't. So I'm frustrated with myself. So therefore, now I'm coming down on myself. And then there's the other part of me that says, hold, wait. Breathe. Take a moment. You know what you do? Print out your old resumes. Google yourself, because I'm very proud of that. Google yourself, see where you've been, because sometimes we forget we've done some good things. We forget some of our accomplishments. You know, pull out some old certificates, some old trophies, look at those, and remind yourself who you are. You are that achiever. You are that overcomer. Remember when you had an obstacle before? Oh, you went through it. You overcame it, and now look where you are. Don't knock yourself because you're not over there yet. You know, appreciate the fact that you made it this far. And if that's all you got to, if you only have 6 steps to go, then go ahead and chill out. because you've already come 1,700 steps. You only got 6 more steps. Connect this dot to that dot. Contact this person with that person. Make some connections. Put your name back out there. Go ahead. And I had to come up with a plan based upon where I've been because the obstacles that I'm facing are no more difficult than the obstacles I've already faced. The difficulties that are in front of me are no more bigger than the difficulties I've already overcome. And so then I had to replace the doubt and the negative conversation with some, girl, you've been here before. You're not new to this. You're not a rookie. This is not, no, you're not off the bench. You've been in the game. You see that scar? That's from the last time, and that scar heals. So if you get another scar, it's going to heal too. And so had I listened to the negative side or had I just allowed self-pity and doubt to creep in, I wouldn't be as far as I am now. And I have this wonderful ability to restart, and I have great comebacks. When I come back harder and stronger. And that's the story of all of us. Because we don't give ourselves credit for where we've been and what we have accomplished. We only see that, oh, gosh, I don't have the book published yet. I don't have the wife. I don't have the husband. I don't have the credit report. Okay, fine. What have you accomplished? Bow. And because you've done all of that there and because you're still alive, that means you now have the opportunity to hit and handle all of this right here. And when life comes at you and it seems overwhelming, like we talked about on Tuesday, when you're facing those giants and you're thinking you're giving 100%, realize that the 100% giving is probably not your 200%. And if you just hold on a little bit longer, if you just dig a little bit deeper, if you just go a little bit further, you will be closer than you've ever been to the very thing that you say that you want. But you cannot quit. You cannot give up. You cannot give in. You cannot be withering away, on the vine. You've got to find some reason within you to push further. You've got to find some reason within you to achieve that goal, or else you're going to be in the same season next year this time or next month this time. You're going to be in the exact same place if you don't do anything different. So your challenge for this weekend is to find something, just one thing different that you can do that will get you closer to where you want to be. Does that mean you have to take a webinar, an online class, a seminar? Does that mean you need to just release some stuff and figure out what it was that Great Aunt Sue told you that's got you hung up? And then you have to combat that with the truth. Yeah, I may have been a troublemaker then, but how can I use that for my now? And if I was a troublemaker and I was all that stuff that you say, why did you feel the need to tell me that? Why couldn't you tell me something else? And you have to realize that maybe Great Aunt Susie had some issues of her own that she was not trying to deal with, so she projected that stuff onto you. And that really wasn't your issue in the first place. But you've been reciting that for the past 30 years because Great Aunt Susie was the head of the family. I'm just saying there's a whole lot of reasons things happen in your life the way they happen. But there's a whole lot more reasons for you to be the difference. The difference you want to see in your world starts with the differences you make in your life. I'll say that again. The differences you want to see in your world starts with the differences you want to make in your life, you. You, right there. Mm-hmm. You have got to decide, what am I going to do different this weekend that's going to put me in a better place, a better position? Be the difference in the world? Or am I just going to continue to do the same thing, have the same conversation with myself, beat myself up, allow Great Aunt Susie's voice to beat me up, and Cousin Ray Ray and all of them to come and beat me up verbally? You have to start letting that go. It's not helping you. It's not propelling you forward. Accomplishments will help propel you forward. Success will help propel you. And what you've done before and how that worked out, even though it seemed hard, even though it hurt in the moment, even though you shed a lot of tears, even though it looked like a loss, it looked like failure, and it might have been that, but it prepared you in some sort of way for what you're about to face, some sort of something in that moment, that season of your life has prepared you to be a better version of what you are now. And so you have to take all of that together, mush it up in the blender of life, have a real come-to-self moment, look in the mirror and say, we are better than what we're doing right now. I'm more than what I'm giving. I have more to give. That's why I'm still alive. So because I have more to give, let me figure out what it is I can do this weekend that will make a difference in the world for me later on in life. Pull a copy of your credit report. Pull some things out. Google yourself. See where you've been. See what's happened and see where you can go. And when you realize the possibilities are endless, just smile. Okay, to find happiness in your past. It's okay. We all have a story. It's just how we tell it that matters. Do we want to keep telling the story the same way, or do we want to start making changes so the story tweaks itself? I don't know. I just put it out there. So you guys have been challenged. I definitely want to hear your reports about what challenges you're making. So definitely put those on our Facebook page, Baki Ministries, or Instagram, wherever. Just tag us in it. We'll start looking at those. And you guys just have a great weekend of challenges. Challenge yourself. Look at yourself. Have an eye-to-eye conversation with you. And you'll be surprised. It's not as bad as it seems. All right, you guys have a great weekend. May peace surround you, walk before you, behind you, and left and on the right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.